Philips Amplifier for the urgent care today. Status 01072026. The patient is for Maria Vasquez. Vasquez spells V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 01-06-1960. This is a 66-year-old female here with cough. Period. Patient said this has been going on for a couple of days. Got worse today. Came in because she's now having myalgia. Just cough is productive of yellow sputum. And is having chills also. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient requests medication refill for chronic condition. Next line, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, denies abdominal pain. Next line, patient reports decreased appetite and fatigue. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes for you. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert and oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% of primary blood pressure is 134%, pulse 61, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well. He bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented type 3, cranial alert type 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 is acute cough, number 3 is medication refill, number 4 is asthma exacerbation, number 5 is acute cough. Next paragraph. The following tests were done. Flu is negative. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic today. Rocephin, 1 gram dexamethasone, 10 milligrams. Both were administered intramuscularly. Period. She was given a breathing treatment of albuterol atrovent via nebulizer times 1. Her medication, a chest x-ray was done also. A chest x-ray revealed includes vascular marking, some haziness in the right low lung field. The costophrenic angle is sharp. No curly B lines. No effusion, no infiltrate. Period. Next paragraph. Patient received the following medication. Pick. Atrovent and albuterol times 1. Rocephin 1 gram times 1. Dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM times 1. Chest x-ray and flu tests were done. Chest x-ray is already mentioned above. Flu is negative. Period. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Amoxicloxacin 400 milligrams 1 PO daily for 5 days. Number 5. Next medication. Prednisone 20 milligrams 1 PO Q 1 PO daily for 10 days. Used in the morning only. Period. And not, should not be used before bedtime. Next medication. Tesla 100 milligrams 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. And she was given a time off from work for today and to return tomorrow. A chest x-ray was done. Chest x-ray was already discussed with some haziness in the right lower lobe. No effusion. No infiltrate. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with The following medication, moxifloxacin, 400 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days on the 5 next medication. 1 prednisone, 20 milligrams, PO daily for 10 days. Next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. No refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the session.